This is the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance, live local talk that matters to you. Now, here are Denise and Hunter, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Welcome, everybody, to this Monday edition of Newsmakers at Noon. I am Denise Quinn.
And this is Hunter Newton.
And oh boy, I don't know. I think we've graduated from gremlins. We've got full-on little goblins and things like that. Because if you're listening to us today, right now, you are listening online or on our mobile app. We are not on the air right now.
Yes, unfortunately, due to what's starting to sound like a bit of a power surge out at our transmission tower, some components got fried.
Yikes!
And unfortunately, these are parts you can't go down to the Best Buy or even order directly from Amazon. These are things that you're hoping a radio community nearby has. So we've been bringing in parts from all over the Northwest to try and get these problems fixed. And right now, the most recent update we've got is some things are supposed to arrive from Portland tomorrow morning, and hopefully we will be up by airtime tomorrow.
Okay. So in a few, we have got a little bit of an explanation on what's going on, how you can listen. Obviously, you found us online, either on our app or via our live stream on our website. So congratulations on that. A lot of people are not, you know, really into the tech side of things, mm-hmm. and they listen. A lot of our listeners are terrestrial listeners. They listen over the air. They listen in their cars. So I get how frustrating that is when you don't, you know, and you're, that's your pattern and you don't have it. So yeah, it's like, and Radio Shack's not around anymore.
No.
Even, I don't even know if Radio Shack would have had, maybe. I don't know. They have radio in the name.
They might have had some components that could have been temporary fixes, but unfortunately, yeah, even without Radio Shack, we don't even have that local option to get some of the stuff that may come of use. But I'm just kind of like, this is, it happens. Unfortunately, yeah. It's happening to us today. Did hear, of course, as all this has happened, it started on Friday. So we've talked to a few other stations and other things around. My understanding is actually there's one in Hawaii that, because of the massive flooding, has had massive technical issues, and it is probably going to be quite a long time till that one's up and running again.
You know, I was thinking about it, you know, because we were dealing with this all weekend long. Obviously, we had our, we were chatting about it. We're a locally owned, family owned radio station. There's not a lot of us left. Mm-hmm. And so we are doing everything we can to it's so important. Todd talks about that a lot because he owns KWAM where he is. Most of them are, they've been eaten up by Cumulus. They've been eaten up by Westwood One or whatever the big
iHeartRadio.
And so Salem Kaiser area really has a gem in a locally owned radio station, AM radio, which is not, radio is not going anywhere. They've been trying to, you know, clang the funeral bell for radio forever. It's not going anywhere. So it's really important, you know, and we really appreciate you supporting us as we work our way through this, because when you are local and you've got everything is here, you're not tied into, you know, Cumulus or whatever, you got to fix the problems when they come up by yourselves too. So that's been a bit of a challenge.
Yeah. And believe us, we are, We appreciate the outpouring of love, too, because we have kind of, our phone lines have been ringing all morning with people letting us know or questioning, you know, are you guys good? Everything, you know, going well? And we're kind of like, yeah, just these technical problems. And unfortunately, this is one of those ones that isn't an easy fix.
Yeah.
So, yep. And even when we get back on, it sounds like what this is going to be is a temporary solution to get us back on the air, probably not quite at full power.
Mm-hmm.
As they tackle the larger issue, but our first priority is to get back over the airwaves and be able to accommodate all the listeners, especially you sports fans. Mariners opening day comes up on Thursday this week.
That's kind of a big day.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that's like, if we're not back on the air, we can't air it because we're not allowed to stream it due to professional sports regulations. So.
Yeah.
You know, those things that's like, here's our timeline. Let's make it happen. So fingers crossed we're back up and running tomorrow.
Yes, yes. And there's a post out on social media, out on our Instagram page, our Facebook page. The Jumbotron has got the message up there with a little more detail. Again, you can stream us. You can find our mobile app. I typically tend to stream everything because I don't have a radio.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So I am streaming it. So and then I understand that there's a family of garter snakes, which they need to move.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They don't belong in a transmitter, so the garter snakes need to move.
When I first heard about the snake in our building there, it was, oh my goodness, a snake just came out from under machine. And I'm going, and my first image in my head, you know, not quite anaconda, but
right.
I'm thinking this thing's got to be a good inch and a half around, some big old, you know, snake.
A rattler or something.
And then I get sent the picture and it's just a tiny little garden snake. I'm going, okay,
you could probably pick it up and move it. Other than garter snakes make your hands smell really, really bad. That's one of their defense mechanisms. If you've ever picked one up, it's like, ugh. Anyway, so that's the update on that. We will keep you posted. Like Hunter said, by broadcast tomorrow, that's the plan. That's when we fully, hopefully, your prayers are certainly welcome on this.
Yes.
On Thursday's show, we talked about this because it had just been noted that he had gone to the hospital in Hawaii, Chuck Norris. Of course, over the weekend, he passed. 84,
86, somewhere in there.
Just an icon, though, an absolute icon. And I have to say, the memes have been amazing. I actually, in my little tribute on my own personal page, I just am like, here are the best memes that there ever were. Because he was an amazing guy. Walker, Texas Ranger, truly kind of he was a man's man. And he's gone.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We definitely lost an icon. And of course, since the invention of the internet, the Chuck Norris meme has been a thing. And it has not disappointed, even in his passing. I'm seeing things like, you know, Chuck Norris chose to die so that he could take over for the Grim Reaper. You know, my own personal joke with all of our technical problems is, as his spirit headed up to heaven, obviously our radio waves were interfering with it and he had to shut it down.
Yep. There's so many good ones. Time waits for no man unless that man is Chuck Norris. The flu gets a Chuck Norris shot every year. Mm. So, yeah. So that, again, like we said, I wasn't sure, but again, you're in your 80s. He's lived a good life. And so God rest his soul and for his family. What is this one? Oh, Chuck Norris can speak Braille. I've got my list up. There's so many good ones.
Oh, yeah.
I honestly think he would appreciate that. He's laughing about that now.
I have a friend on social media who's actually like, I'm wearing this t-shirt and it says, facts you need to know about Chuck Norris. And Chuck Norris doesn't decide to wear a watch. He decides what time it is. Chuck Norris has already been to Mars. That's why there's no signs of life there. Chuck Norris can start a fire by rubbing two ice cubes together. He doesn't mow his lawn. He stands outside and dares it to grow. I'm just going, and that's the, I mean, what an icon growing up.
Yeah.
Everything Chuck Norris did, it was must-see TV, must-see entertainment, and the legacy will continue on.
Yes, and I want to thank the mustache just texted me. He was 86, and his birthday was the week before. Mm-hmm. So a long, very full life. Amazing. A man's man, and we need more. We need more man's. Men's men.
Men's men.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break. We've got kind of an interesting show today. My show prep, I was just kind of feeling like, let's look for some positive. Let's just find some, because it's been a stressful weekend for us trying to deal with all this. And so there's some amazing, the internet did not disappoint today. So we'll come back and talk about all of that in a second. You're listening to Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by the Perlin Mill and Color Tile of Salem.
All righty. Well, today is March 23rd. Oh my gosh. March is almost over.
We're almost a quarter of the way through 2026 already.
Good thing it's National Puppy Day. You can go ahead and hug and kiss a puppy, and that'll make you feel better if you're stressed out about anything, because I guess puppies always do that. Not a huge dog person. We got a dog story later that we'll talk about, but puppies are adorable.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that doesn't love puppies. Well, even if you're not a dog person, puppies, come on.
That's like the Achilles heel around my house. Yeah, we had a couple of dogs for a number of years, and they both kind of got to the point where, one died a few years prior, and the other one finally said, okay, he's at a point now where he's got a couple of physical ailments and this and that. Let's put him down and go a few years without a dog. Well, what happens less than a year later? The kids and my wife come across some very cute puppies. They say, we have to have one of these puppies. They're the cutest things ever. And now here a couple of years later, it is a nearly 100-pound
big old dog.
So now, yeah, and there's two of them now at our house.
Oh,
so.
That sounds terrible.
At least they're best friends, and they keep each other entertained fairly well. So
it's so funny with dogs, if you can, because I've come, hi, I'm Denise, and I don't really like dogs, and people are just, oh, like there's something wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with me. Maybe it's because I've really not had a lot of good dogs. Mm-hmm. I don't like big dogs jumping on me, and I have some dogs in the family that always jumped on me. I'm just not a dog person. Anyway, which is kind of unfortunate because the mustache is, so. Mm-hmm. Anyway, today's National Atheist Day. Yay. To me, you got to have more faith to be an atheist than you do to be a Christian. You really got to believe that everything came from nothing. So good luck with that.
Here's the funniest part of all of that to me is, when you talk to someone that claims they are an atheist, they have a lot of things they believe very strongly in, and the only thing they're banking on is none of them are an organized religion.
Right.
They're a religion in their own right if you actually break it down, but they're not an organized named religion, so now I can claim I'm an atheist.
Yeah. Okay. And a lot of people say, well, I'm agnostic because I don't prove it to me, but it is National Atheist Day. It's also National Chia Day. Now, I do take chia every day, and I take it in a little protein shake in the morning, and they are loaded with omega-3 fatty acids. Those little teeny seeds are pretty amazing, and they fill you up. So I am doing the chia thing. I do like that. And then it's also National Okay Day, and this was interesting. If you try to count how many times a day you say okay, a lot of people, that's a vocal tic for them. Mm-hmm. And I still remember, what was it? What movie was it? It was Joe Pesci. Okay, okay, okay. Oh, it was Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
Remember him? Mm-hmm. Okay, 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 okay. Yeah. So this is Joe Pesci Day, too, I guess, in Lethal Weapon.
Well, I just sit here and I go, when you realize we are in text age, I mean, that's all it is. Every 99% of your communications are either a text or an instant message.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone tells you something via text message or instant message, what's your normal way of acknowledging that you saw it? Okay.
Okay, okay, yeah.
I mean,
hey, when you're really lazy, it's KK. I don't even want to move my finger over to the O. I'm just going to do two Ks. That's how lazy. Well, I have done KK before.
But yeah, I mean, that is how often okay is put out there in the world today.
My gosh. And lastly, it is Melba Toast Day. I am not a fan of Melba Toast. Interesting, though, it was not named after Peach Melba. It was named after an Australian singer, which makes me want to dig a little more into, was it her last name, Melba? I remember there was a singer in the 70s named Melba Moore. But I don't know about this opera singer. I'm a little curious. So,
All right. And of course, on this day in history, in 1743, Handel's Messiah premiered in London.
Now, have you ever been in a choir that did the Handel's Messiah at Christmas time?
I am not a choir singer. Let's
I have been many, many times. And there's that little part at the end where you have that, where you do, or in the, you know, in the Alleluia chorus of it all, where there's that pause and you don't want to be the person who, I have never been that person, but. In 1775, Patrick Henry delivers his famous, "Give me liberty or give me death," words that have rung throughout history.
It might be coming back. You never know. 1857, inventor Elisha Otis installs the first commercial elevator in a New York City upscale department store.
Well, Otis elevators, yeah, come on. And then on this day in 1903, the Wright brothers, Wilbur and Orville, they get a patent for this thing called an airplane.
I'm guessing that patent's paid off pretty darn well for them.
Yeah,
we can talk about that one later too, because what you're seeing at the airports.
Oh my gosh.
It's funny because they're literally talking about on like the local news, you know, there's not much of it's about a 20-minute wait at PDX, but some of these other ones are disasters. All right.
Yes.
In 1912, Lawrence Lullen and Hugh Moore developed the Dixie Cup.
Wow, there you go. And landfills have been saying, oh, thank you for these forever and ever. In 1965, astronaut John Young, well, I like this guy. He smuggled a pastrami sandwich aboard the first Gemini flight. Dude, awesome.
Oh, man. Stowaway. 1967, MLK Jr. calls the Vietnam War the biggest obstacle to human rights in America.
Okay. All right. In 1983, after surviving 112 days, Barney Clark, the first artificial heart patient, dies. I remember that. I do remember that story. Yeah.
I don't remember it. I was in elementary school at that point. In 1998, Titanic wins 11 Oscars, including Best Picture and Best Director for James Cameron. I don't think there was any surprise in 1998 when they swept the Oscars.
I remember going to the theater and seeing that in 97 when it came out. And of course, the controversy of she could have had him. There was room for Leo on the door. She should have had Leo on the door. It was a good movie, though. I enjoyed it every now and then. I remember when it first came out on home video, it was you had to buy two VHS tapes because it was so long. And so the last little tail end of it was on the second VHS tape.
Yeah.
Gosh. Also, okay. And then in 2021, a massive container ship gets stuck in the Suez Canal, slowing traffic until May 7th, which is a major, major shipping and a lot of stuff. It's kind of like what we're looking at, you know, with the Strait of Hormuz and all that. Things got to go where they got to go. And when those are blocked, not good.
And the amount of conspiracy theories, this thing also, I mean, I remember in 2021 when this happened, of course, you know, parts of the country are coming out of COVID, but the supply chain issues were massive. And all of a sudden now a massive ship is blocking a major thoroughfare. And you're just going, this can't be. I mean, it's like around the same time there was that shipping accident off the coast of Baltimore where the shipping container ran into something and damaged a bridge and all sorts of stuff. And it's like, these can't all just be coincidences, can they?
I don't know. You know, talking about just the Wright brothers and airplanes and stuff in airports. I noticed today, because I've been out on X, ICE is now in about, I think there's like maybe 10 airports. I don't think there's any up in the northern. I don't think Seattle or PDX has any.
It's 10 to 14 airports. They are sending ICE agents to help with TSA duties. And, you know, that's another thing that's all over the news right now. Yep. Thank goodness not in Portland or in Seattle.
Well, they're in Newark. And of course, you've got the female awful, some chick out there screaming and yelling. And, you know, and all these people watching ICE do their jobs. And they're all out there, yeah, I'm fighting ICE. It's like, no, you're not. You're standing on the sidelines being completely obnoxious, screaming. That's what you're doing. I don't think would you really want to be that proud of it? You're kind of a jerk. ICE is doing what they're going to do anyway, and you're out there fighting a man. It's like, it's so annoying. And, you know, a lot of people are glad that ICE is there. I would think there's going to be a lot of activity, a lot of things for ICE to do at our airports.
Well, and that's the thing is where do you draw the line? Because if you're going to actually go to an airport to confront an ICE agent, how do you know it's actually an ICE agent and not a TSA person who... The reason a lot of this is happening is because with the DHS shutdown, thanks to the Democrats.
Yes, thanks, Democrats.
A lot of these TSA agents that are in major hubs, I'm talking like Chicago, Denver, Newark, these major, major, massive airports that, you know, a good portion, even if you're leaving PDX, a lot of times you're flying cross country, you're going to stop in a place like Chicago.
Yeah, it's a hub for a lot. Yeah.
So the TSA agents that are working without a paycheck are getting burned out. So
yes, they
have an epidemic of people calling out and not showing up for shifts. Well, they're not getting paid for them anyway. So there's not a lot of, you know, way of forcing people to show up at work. So that's why the need is there, because as they're sitting here touting that PDX is a 20-minute wait time through security. Some of these major hubs they're literally talking 4+ hours.
Yeah. I mean, you're snaking around. And meanwhile, Congress is still poised to go on their spring vacation. I'm sorry, guys and gals. No, stay there. Figure this out, especially Democrats. This is a Democrat shutdown. I do those polls. I get a poll every day. The poll question today was who was responsible. Overwhelmingly, it's Democrats. I don't know what they think they're gaining from this out there in the general populace. This is bad. And like you said, the TSA agents aren't being paid. They're getting burnt out. I mean, these are, you know, they're not great jobs. Nobody likes a TSA agent, even when they're nice. It's a pain in the butt. And it's all kind of for show. It's the illusion of being safe. Maybe this is a time to say, yeah, you know what? Maybe we should just get rid of it. Yeah. Buy TSA. We don't need it.
Well, I mean, I could see a couple of options. One, it's either buy TSA and you make these airlines responsible for their own security.
Yeah.
Or number two is going to be they move them underneath an umbrella of, you know, DHS or national security or something else where they're no longer subject to these at a whim shutdowns in this way.
Yeah, it's just so cynical what the Democrats are doing. Let's just inflict the maximum amount of pain on Americans.
On the
and this
general
is to protect,
public.
Again, because this is about the SAVE Act. So they want illegals to vote. Mm-hmm. So they're going to punish you, the average American family, trying to go on vacation. Like I said, I have a vacation planned in June. And I got to fly across the country. I am dreading it. Mm-hmm. I don't. It's like TSA and flying in general on a good day is not fun. What a torture. So thanks, Democrats. Remember this, people. This is Democrats doing this.
Well, yeah, and it goes to everything else. I mean, I'm sitting here. I saw on social media earlier that locally here in broadcasting, Coin6 and KGW, their parent companies are, it's a buyout merger kind of a thing. And of course, the state of Oregon is going to go out and sue to keep that from happening. And I'm going, I understand it on one level, but on the other side, I'm sitting here going, these are two stations that fully support the Democrat agenda and will play any propaganda they're supposed to. And in fact, 99% of mainstream media we see today is all generated from one central hub. So I'm going, how is this worthy of our time and our taxpayer money to file lawsuits to keep two companies from merging?
It's the Oregon way. It is the Oregon way. All right, we're going to take a break for the bottom of the hour news, and then we've got a very cool story coming in about dogs. So come on back.
The Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance, continues. Here are Denise and Hunter on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Green Acres Landscape and GA at Home.
Okay, I love this story. And every one of the little hundas, the little dogs in this thing is so adorable. This is a Yoda Forever out on X. Seven dogs stolen from their owners have gone viral after escaping from an illegal transport truck and making their way home. They've traveled around 17 kilometers, led by a corgi across highways and fields, now safely back with their respective owners. I love this story. The video and the little corgi, I have some friends that have a corgi named Zeus, who isn't, I'm not a dog person. I love Zeus. Corgis are adorable. And this is so cute. And already in the comments, somebody's already made the Netflix movie poster, 7 miles from home. They were taken, but they never stopped finding their way back. Seven dogs stolen from their owners.
When you sent this over, my first thing was, this has got to be, there's been numerous movies made about this.
Homeward Bound?
Yeah. And, then there's been some animated versions and some, you know, more recent voice. So I'm just going, this is literally, it's like these dogs watch these movies. And I mean, heck, Finding Nemo to a certain extent is very similar.
And I'm exactly.
Just, it's the concept. It's like, it's such a movie concept. And it is so cool to see it happen in real life.
It's so cute. And the dogs are adorable. And they're all kind of walking together. And they crossed on highways. And oh my gosh, absolutely adorable. And then just again, let's see. Is it in China? I don't know. Somebody was looking it up. Again, I don't know where this happened, but it is. And there's the corgi. Oh, my gosh. And then they're talking about who's going to be the voiceover actors for the dogs. So they've already got Kevin Hart as the corgi, the little leader. I love this so much.
This is one of the reasons to be on the internet right here.
Yes. Oh, somebody said, meanwhile, humans get lost with Google Maps, a full tank of gas, and still call AAA. But a corgi leads six homies 17 kilometers through highways. It's like nothing. We really are the inferior species of the world.
Well, there's something for the understanding of natural direction, okay?
It's so funny. And you know it's going to be a movie. It's mm-hmm. totally going to be a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is going to be a movie. Speaking of movies, again, I spent a lot of time reading this weekend. I've been reading a lot of really good books. Right now I'm reading Project Hail Mary, mm-hmm. which is, if you have not read the book, I like to, and I've been like hurrying up because I've had the book for a year and it's kind of been on my, you know, you have your stack of books that you want to read. And I've been kind of pushing it down for other things. I read a really good book called A Better Life from Lionel Shriver, which was excellent. I highly recommend. But I'm about halfway through and I want to finish it before I see the movie. Now, the movie is breaking all kinds of box office records. I don't want to do any spoilers. Like I said, I'm halfway through. I'm absolutely adoring the book. And it's like, how do they translate this to film? And my understanding is they have done it. I've seen the trailers. There's an alien character in it, and it looks like it's a practical effect where I think it's a puppet, which I love. I am a Ray Harryhausen geek. If you know Ray Harryhausen back from, you know, a lot of the 70s, 60s, and 40s, 50s, stop motion animation. I mean, all the skeletons and all that kind of stuff. So I'm super excited. It stars Ryan Gosling. It already has shattered box office expectations with $140.9 million globally. It's not a woke movie. There's no The Message. There's none of that in this thing. I've seen the trailers. Again, the book, phenomenal. If you're a science geek and you love great stories, great characters, you love science fiction, you love science, you like to be challenged a little bit because some of the concepts in it, you have to go, oh, wow, yeah. That's wicked cool. So I'm so excited about this, if you couldn't tell.
Well, and I'm excited that it's creating a buzz
yeah.
without pre-existing name recognition. I've looked at lists of projected movies coming out in 2026.
Mm-hmm.
And every list, 9 out of the 10 top expected blockbuster movies are a sequel or a remake or, I mean, another Fast and Furious movie, ugh. Another Minions movie.
MCU or MCU.
Spider-Man. Yeah, Spider-Man's yeah. coming out. Another Spider-Man, a new Avengers at the end of the year. And I'm sitting here going, that's great, but you're rehashing old stuff. There's some. There was one that, you know, a classic movie from like the 80s that they're remaking that's supposed to come out this year, a complete
no.
remake. And I'm just going, there's so much out there that is just regurgitated re-storytelling or
slop.
The same concept with new characters. And I sit here and go, so it's so refreshing to see a fresh idea hit the theaters and actually gain traction without being one of those ones that you're never going to watch, but it's going to win umpteen awards for whatever purpose.
Like, I don't even remember now what won the Oscar because
yeah.
I don't care. I don't care. And this movie, my understanding of people who've seen it and is that you can bring your kids to it. Maybe not young kids, but I think with the exception of Baby, you could bring everybody to this and they will get something out of it. And again, it's a good character. It's a good storytelling. It's an amazing story. Practical effects again. Bring back practical effects. I am so done with crappy CGI that has no heart. And the way, so I am excited. And again, I like to read the book first because if you see the movie first, you then sort of, it already fills in what your imagination is doing in the book on its own. So I like, that's why I'm like, I got to finish this book before I go see the movie.
See, I remember that many, many moons ago, when the original Batman with Michael Keaton came out.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. My dad pretty much said, because he wanted to encourage me to read because I've never been that big of a reader, that I had to read the book first. So by reading the book, then I can literally point out all the things in the movie that don't line up with the book.
Right.
But, you know, the funniest story of all of that was that it was time to go family movie day. And at the same time, Raiders of the Lost Ark, whatever the Indiana Jones movie that came out at that time was. So there was Batman and Indiana Jones. And my dad said, oh, but Indiana Jones is getting such higher ratings from the critics. So we went and saw Indiana Jones instead of Batman after I read the book.
Mm-hmm.
That was my reward for reading the book. But so we all sat through Indiana Jones. And at the end of the movie, we said, yeah, that was a good movie, but I think Batman would have been better. So we actually got in the car, drove to a different movie theater because of the airtime, and watch Batman back to back. And all of us agreed, even my father at the end of it, that Batman was a better movie.
And though that was back in the
mid 90s
when we were, Hollywood was still putting out good stories, mm-hmm. good movies, which really it isn't. It's a rehash, like you said. So this one is very cool. And again, Ryan Gosling, I've never been a big Ryan Gosling fan, but I can see him if the character is Dr. Ryland Grace, who's basically a middle school science teacher who basically
has to
save the world. So.
He's got middle school science teacher written all over him.
So I like I said, I can't wait. I love seeing movies like this. Hopefully, I don't know, Hollywood is so flippin' tone deaf. They need to pay attention. They need to pay attention what Angel Studios is putting out when these really good movies that are, again, they're not pushing an agenda on you. They don't have, you know, a character in there who has a sexual orientation that has nothing to do with anything, just to put it in there, or whatever the message is that they want to put out there.
Big question is going to be, Is Ryan Gosling's character referred to by his students as Mr. So-and-so or by his first name?
I'm trying. Let me think. In the book, I don't know that there is any reference at all. I'm going to notice that. So anyway, I would suggest Hunter read the book. I'll loan it to you when I'm done.
Well, send it my way.
All right. The other thing, too, this is just kind of shifting over to television, The Madison. Now, I was a big fan of Yellowstone, 1883, 1923, all of the Taylor Sheridan universe. And so The Madison is the newest one that's out. It stars Michelle Pfeiffer and Kurt Russell. Michelle Pfeiffer is great in this. Kurt Russell, I love mm-hmm. Kurt Russell, but it takes place in Montana, and the story is basically they're a New York power couple, but he's always had this affinity for, it's kind of like a river runs through it, fly fishing. The mm-hmm. scenery is beautiful. It is, again, not woke. They're not pushing anything on you. It's very family oriented, and it's just it's beautifully filmed. The DP and all of this is doing a beautiful job. It is people are loving it. I'm loving it. We watched the last three episodes when they dropped. It's fantastic. Again, Hollywood, pay attention. When you put out good stories with great characters and you don't shove an agenda down people's throats, what do you know? You have a hit on your hands.
Well, that's what boggles my mind. And when they have movies that they expect to do well that don't, and movies that they don't expect to do well that do, they want to look at, is it superhero fatigue? What are the reasons? And they won't address the most glaringly obvious ones. They try and find these little subtleties of, well, why didn't people go out and see this movie? We told them it was going to be great.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're just stupid. The ugly American. They just don't know. We need to spoon feed them this slop and tell them it's good and you will enjoy it. And honestly, again, I've talked to most people. There was the Oscars. What are there, like 10 of them now? I did watch one of them. It was Train Dreams. I did see that.
Okay.
And where it didn't really have a whole bunch of story, it was beautifully shot. I think it took place in Montana, which again, okay, I love that. So that was great. Montana or Idaho? No, actually it was Idaho. So I did. That was one that I saw. So anyway, Hollywood really needs to pay attention again. Project Hail Mary and The Madison.
It's funny.
Keep making that. Well, keep doing that. Rinse, slather, and repeat.
It's funny that you know you're talking about these shows that are literally filmed in Middle America, where nature is preserved, but nature is taken care of. You know, Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, these places that have vast expanses of literally person-free areas, except they are well-maintained, they're taken care of, they're kept beautiful for people to go out and enjoy. And we're seeing that these movies in these shows that are utilizing that bit of nature are being hits, whereas these ones that are, you know, filmed in a downtown metropolitan area and, you know, what you see day in and day out are not getting the love that, these nature beautiful places are getting.
You hit on something important because I noticed that about this, where a lot of times in a lot of these movies, they will mock the locals as sort of stupid and you know, dummies who don't really know anything. And the city people have to come in and enlighten them and show them the ways. There's a whole thing about words that can be used. This is in The Madison, where the younger daughters are from New York. And you can't use that term. And the people are kind of like, yeah, we can. We do. That's what they're called. And they are elevating the locals that are more grounded, they're more real, where And I that's refreshing. It's usually the reverse of what you mm-hmm. see. And that is a tone that is woven throughout the Madison, where the wisdom and the knowledge and the care for the land is with the locals. So the fish out of water, who are all of a sudden realizing, what am I missing? I'm living in this concrete jungle in the canyons of New York, and I'm not living life. It's just, it's really, it's very, very mm-hmm. good. Some of it doesn't ring true. I mentioned to the mustache, there was some dialogue. It's like, that I'm like, okay, I don't know that that character would be sort of that Shakespeareanly poetic about it, but it's still really good.
Yeah. And that's, well, but, and that's, and that is the side of Hollywood that even things outside of Hollywood are going to include those, yeah. you know, those conversations when you're going, I really couldn't I buy this as being a conversation.
Boy, that's just brilliantly beautiful right off the cuff. So, I mean, I'm like, okay, so yeah. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. And then one of my friends online, I love her, PolitiBunny, if you don't follow the foo, she did some testing on how hard it is for women to actually, you know, be able to vote if the mm-hmm. SAVE Act goes through. She kind of ran a test.
Yeah, that's, it's going to be so hard women, minorities are literally, we might as well just go back to the 1700s and only white male landowners can vote at this point if this thing passes, right?
Huh, that's interesting. All right, so we'll come back and we'll chat about what Sam did online and see how she fared. You're listening to Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Salem Clinic Urgent Care and Cozy's New York Deli. Sorry, I was thinking about a pastrami sandwich at this point.
Right? Like the one that went up. I love that. That I'm went thinking, up in the Gemini.
I'm thinking you might have to smuggle one of these to the TSA line. You might be there long enough.
Right? Democrats better get your crap together. All right. Well, speaking of for craps and giggles, I can't use the word she used. I guess I could today. But
could today. Well, as we said, it's the moment that you start to use that word, we're going to miraculously back on the airwaves.
Back on the air. This is PolitiBunny. She's a great follow out on X. The foo. She said, I decided to see just how hard it would be to replace my birth certificate, Social Security card, and my marriage license, since Democrats think women are too stupid to figure it out. The other side of it is they keep screaming that they want a woman for president. They can't define what a woman is, and they clearly think women are stupid. Why on earth would they want one for president?
Well, I mean, I, you know, just reading that first statement, I'm like, you got to be talking, according to what the Democrats are telling me, at least 6 to 8 months, and probably at least you might have to pawn your wedding ring to afford this.
Or don't even try, honey. Come on, pumpkin. It's too hard. It's too hard. So here's how it went. I'll start off. Okay, number one, birth certificate. So this is what she did. Okay, you ready? Okay. Here we go.
Holding my breath.
She contacted the health department of the county where she was born. They overnighted a certified copy to her the next day. Total cost. Okay, are you ready? You ready?
Yeah, car payment at least.
$14. Yep.
Well, and I'm sitting here going, to have it overnighted probably was a good portion of that expense.
Probably, actually, but $14.
Okay, well, I can top that. Number two, her Social Security card. She contacted Social Security on their website.
Yeah, they have a website. Did you know that? Yeah.
As a woman, you have to be able to understand how to use the internet, according to the Democrats. So that, some of us,
Well, she clearly overcame that challenge.
Yeah. They asked if she was sure she needed the card, since she wouldn't likely be asked for it to begin with, even if the SAVE Act passed.
Doesn't everybody just memorize their number?
I memorize mine, and yeah.
Me too.
All right. So she went ahead and she got it.
Oh.
It took 5 long business days to arrive.
Okay, but how much did it cost?
A whopping $0.
Wow.
So wait, the Social Security Administration will send you a replacement card for $0 as long as you can wait.
You don't even really need it.
Well, as long as you can wait for it.
As long as you know your number, which that's one of the first, I mean, I know my, well, I don't know my new driver's license number, but.
So I will say that it is an acceptable form of ID when you are applying for a job. So that may be a scenario where you need the physical card.
Do you know where yours is?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I know where mine is and where all my children's are because I don't trust them to not lose them.
Mine's probably in a safe somewhere. Okay. Now the last one. This one, surely this one had to be the hard one. Surely.
Well, this one is all about the patriarchy and men holding women down and this and that.
Right. So, a lot of women change their names. A lot of women don't. A lot of women will hyphenate. You know, women, we all have choices on how we want to deal with that. So this is her marriage license. So she went to the Vital Docs site, again, of the county where she and her husband got hitched. She filled out everything online. It arrived in 3 days, and wait for it, the total for this one. Okay.
At least 5,000.
Nope. $5.
Okay. Well, my first question will be, what state is she in? Because I can imagine Oregon charging you 5,000.
Yeah, that I don't know. She said it took less than $20 to obtain all three certified legal documents, and it took less than 5 business days to receive them. She said, note, if I had lived where I was born or married, it would have been a day tops. Anyone telling you this is too hard or unfair is lying and hiding the real reason why they don't want they want to stop voter ID. I know you guys knew that already. LOL. Again, this is PolitiBunny out on X. Thanks for doing that hard work, for taking the slings and the arrows, for rolling up your sleeves and taking one for the team and getting out there and spending the money. $20 total.
I just need to understand how many hours of schooling she had to have in order to get on the internet and fill out things on websites.
I don't know. And, you know, again, we don't know what state she's in. Mm-hmm. I imagine it's probably harder in a blue state just because everything's harder in a blue state. So it probably costs a little more. The bottom line is she did it. It didn't take that much elbow grease, that much agita, that much pain to go ahead and do it. It can be done. It's not hard. Women know how to do this.
Well, I just
good grief. So you know that they're lying. They're lying.
You have to sit here and joke about it because for anyone that is married, if you don't recognize that your wife can maneuver a website 10 times better than you, my wife can get her Amazon order, her grocery order, whatever she's doing online within minutes, where for me, it could take me hours.
It's exactly the same in our house.
I'm just sitting here going, women, minorities, everyone is doing this. There's a reason that big box stores are closing and small and shops are closing physical brick locations in favor of online shopping. Just the white males are not making that happen.
Well, and the bottom line is, and she's right, anyone telling you that it's too hard or unfair is lying. Anyone telling you that your marriage certificate has to match your birth certificate is lying. That is just not true. You weren't born with your married name. Your birth certificate is what you were born with. So all of this is gaslighting. It's garbage. And I don't think most people, even Democrats, believe it.
Well,
so I mean, it's all a gaslighting. It's all a ploy. They don't want this to pass because, frankly, if they can't have any shenanigans in these elections, they don't win.
Yeah,
it all kind of falls apart for him, which is why you're seeing backs against walls and all of this happening. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't checked today. I don't know where we're at on the SAVE Act. I'm getting very fed up with Republicans. I have to say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we control all the branches and everything else and you guys can't get this done, what good are you?
Well, when every poll, even the one CNN reports, are 85% of Republicans want this and over 70% of Democrats want it. And the fact that our Democrats that are currently, you know, the minority in the House and Senate and don't have the presidency are literally holding this up and causing chaos at our airports.
I don't know. Almost makes you think the Republicans don't want it either. But what?
What? Well,
I don't know.
I don't know if it's an R&D issue. It's more along the lines of an establishment versus, you know, hope and change, I guess. I'll use that phrase.
I don't know. But get your crap together, people. Get your crap together. All right. We are going to talk all things real estate tomorrow with Amy McLeod, so you'll definitely want to tune in for that. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
This has been the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance. Live local talk that matters to you. Exclusively on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.